Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We have been discussing those habits that causes laziness and that makes one feel lazy and lethargic throughout the day. First, we spoke of oversleeping at the time of Fajr and missing one's Fajr Salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you will spend the day in a state of laziness and lethargy. The second habit we spoke of yesterday that creates laziness is filling the belly. Always eating until the belly is full and stuffing the belly with food creates laziness, especially when it comes to fulfilling and praying one's salah. The third habit that creates laziness is sleeping after the Fajr Salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discouraged sleeping after the Fajr Salah, and so did the Sahaba. And when a certain Sahabi was asked about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit after the Fajr Salah, he says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain in the masjid. Him and the congregation, they would remain in the masjid until the sun would rise up fully, and they would be engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to rest, he'll wait until the sun had risen fully, completely. That is after the Ishraq Salah. And this was the habit and the practice of the Sahaba. And if one is not in the masjid at that time, then even if one is at home during that time, one should not go to sleep at that time. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah releases divine energy for my ummah in that part of the morning. Divine energy is directed towards the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that part of the morning, from the time Fajr ends right up to the time Ishraq ends, during that time. And if you go to sleep, you are missing out on that divine energy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Oh Allah, allow my ummah to enjoy barakah, divine energy in the bukur. Bukur refers to that part of the morning. Once somebody went to the house of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who after the Fajr Salah, and they knocked at the door, and the slave girl came and she opened the door for them, but they did not enter the home. And after some while, the slave girl came and called them into the house. And when they came into the house, they found Abdullah bin Mas'ud engaged in tasbih, making dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal during that time. And he asked them, what stopped you from coming in when the slave girl opened the door for you the first time? So they said, we thought you were asleep, or maybe the members of the family were asleep. He says, do you think we are people who are guilty of negligence? Do you ever assume that me and my family will be guilty of negligence, laziness? In other words, we'll never sleep in that time, because if we sleep in that time, then it will cause us to become lazy and lethargic. It just saps out and takes out that energy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with in that part of the morning. May Allah grant us understanding.